Right, I'd like to do a nursery rhyme for you now called Cinderella. But to make it more interesting, I've changed the letters around. They call it spoonerism, so here we go with Rindicella. Once upon a time, in a corn country, lived a beautiful girl, and her name was Rindicella. And Rindicella, she lived with a mugly other and a two sugly usters, and they were perry fitch, except for Rindicella. She was perry four, cause they gave her mo' nanny. And also in that corn funtry was a prancing hints. And this prancing hints, he decided to have a prancy fall. So he sent out invitations for riles a mound to bring the people into the prancy fall, especially the pitch reaple. So Rindicella's mugly other and two sugly asters, they went out and bought some very drancy fesses to wear to the prancy fall. But Rindicella could not do that because she had mo' nanny, and all her clothes was just ruddy old dags. So she cat down and started shrying, and she was getting there shrying when a Gerry Fodmodder tapped her on the shoulder with a wagic wand. And poof, there was Rindicella dressed in the most beautiful drancy fess. And on her feet were the most beautiful slass glippers. And the Gerry Fodmodder waved the wagic wand around once more, and there was a sig boach with hicksite horses to take her to the prancy fall. But the Gerry Fodmodder said to Rindicella, "You be home before midnight, otherwise I'll pern you into a tumpkin." So Rindicella got in the sig boats with the hicksite horses, and she went off to the prancy fall. When she arrived at the prancy fall, she was met by the prancing hints, who had been watching her through a wooden window. And Rindicella and the prancing hints, they nanced all might till nid might, and they lell in fove. But just then the clock struck lid might, and Rindicella send down the rares. And as she was sending down the rares, she slopped her dripper. And the prancing hints, who was hollowing fur, he pucked it up. And the next day, that prancing hints searched all over that corn funtry for the beautiful girl who'd slopped her dripper. He tried it on anyone who even gooked like a lull, till he come to Rindicella's house. He tried it on the mugly other, and it fitted it. He tried it on the sugly usters, and it fitted it. He tried it on Rindicella, and it fitted it. It was exactly the sight rise. So Rindicella and the prancing hints got married and lived heavenly ever halfwards. But the story of the Maori is this. If you get an invitation to a prancy fall by a prancing hints, and you nance all night till nid might, and you loll in fove, don't forget to slop your dripper.